just a phone call away. I feel that way when I call Mike Epping from Center Guard, our plumber. And I say R meaning on this show, but also R as in the Hansen household. Mike, good to talk to you again, my friend.
Good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I actually do have an issue I might have to text you about tomorrow. It's kind of annoying. The sink in our laundry room started leaking a little bit underneath when the washing machine it drains into the sink. And I've like tightened everything, and I just cannot get this thing to stop. It's not a gush. I don't know if it's like a gasket or something in there that even I'm tightening, it doesn't make any difference. Either way, I don't have a tight seal. Do I need to replace this whole thing or just have you guys come take a look at it?
Well, I would say let us look at it. Is it cement or is it plastic?
It's plastic.
Okay. Yeah, then tightening it, we should be able to fix that with a new seal.
Okay, that's good. All right, well, expect that text tomorrow. I'll send pictures too, Mike. I know you love that. All right, now let's get to the listeners' questions. They're more important than mine. Christo's got one on line one. Christo, you're on WGN.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Great, great.
Good. I have a question for the plumber. So we have been planning on getting a toilet replaced in our upstairs guest bathroom. No problem. We already got the toilet. We just need a plumber to come in and put it in. Two questions. One, is it more expensive to have one of those single unit toilets, you know, without the tank? It's like all one piece. And the second question is, we have another toilet in the half bath in the hallway that has been moved a little bit. We want to have the seal replaced on that and have everything tightened. Is that going to be the same cost as replacing the toilet?
Okay, so double question about the toilet they want to pick and replace, and then while you're there, fixing up the one that's also having a little issue. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Christo, I appreciate the call, and for the toilet you're supplying to pull and reset that, we can do that for you for $295, and we'll haul away the old one for you also, so that's a big plus. And then as far as pulling and resetting the toilet, it would definitely be cheaper to just replace the wax rings and maybe the bolts if needed in the supply line. And for that, you're looking at $225.
Okay, so you add those two things together, and you're roughly a little over $500 to get both those things done, Christo, which I appreciate.
And what's the number that I would call for that?
Great question,
I'm
Mike.
Sorry.
There you go, Christo.
Number.
It's 847-406-8883. Or you can go to WGNplumber.com, and you can do that all online.
WGNplumber.com.
And you service the Elburn Aurora area?
Absolutely, every day.
Especially with Elburn being your hometown, Christo. That's got to be it.
Yay.
Mike, give me that number one more time for Christo and everybody else.
Yeah, it's 847-406-8883.
Okay, very good stuff. Love solving that problem for you. This is from the 708. I'm sick of my teenager taking long showers. Is there anything I can do on the water heater to not let it go any longer than 15 or 20 minutes?
Oh, man. I four kids, empty nester now, but I wish they had something like that because I would have bought one a long time ago.
Yeah, right.
And no, there's no way to get that to stop. You could go to a lower volume shower head. And that would make the hot water last longer and save you some money on the water bill.
No, I think this person wants their kid out of the shower earlier, so they want to artificially stop it. But I don't think there's a way to do that. It's at 20 minutes, right? That's a good invention,
no, they
though.
Could just get, yeah, they could go down there and just shut the valve off above the water heater. And, you know, I'm sure their teenager wouldn't be happy, but it could be interesting.
I like that. Yeah, just go up there and to mess with the valve. All right, good question. Let's go to line two. And Mike, what's your question for other Mike?
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call. So this weekend we're having movers come to move our furniture out because we're having our hardwood floors done, and that includes a refrigerator with an ice maker hooked up to it. And they said they're not responsible for when they hook it back up. They're very reputable movers, but they're not responsible for any leaks that we might want to get a plumber to redo the connections. It's been there 8 years, a refrigerator. Is that something, does that sound right, or
any red
what are your thoughts?
Any red flags there, Mike?
No.
Yeah, Mike, the biggest thing there would just be making sure that you actually have a valve that functions. So, you know, they can turn that water off and remove the refrigerator. And then on top of that, I'm going to throw out you know, a hot tip to anyone, if they're using an oil-based product and not a water-based product to refinish the floors, you're going to want to turn your water heater gas valve off if you have a gas water heater.
It's they're using water-based.
Okay, then you're fine.
So we should replace the valves and the connection when they rehook it up, since it's been like that for 8 years.
I mean, normally you're probably fine. It just depends on, you know, who put the valve in for the refrigerator. If it's a needle valve or a saddle valve, you know, that you should get replaced. That's against code. You know, those always tend to fail and not work properly, and we would actually tee in an angle stop, which is a valve like below your toilet or any other fixture in your home. But if you actually have an angle stop that works, you shouldn't have a problem.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Thanks for your help.
Thanks, Michael.
If you want to take a picture, you can actually take a picture of it, send it to us, 847-406-8883, and we can actually give you a recommendation on whether you should have that replaced before they come in.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Send the picture on over to you and the team over at Center Guard. Do you guys go to Hammond, Indiana, or no?
Depends on the call.
Okay. So
if it's a service call, yes. If it's something, you know, really a remodeling project or something big, no.
Okay. This is from the 847. I have an old water heater, but it still works great. I know that it's going to need to be replaced at some time. Am I looking out for anything before replacing it? I'd rather not until I need to, but I don't want some catastrophic failure to be the reason I call Mike. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, in that scenario, there's no plumber in the world that can actually tell you a definitive answer on this.
Yeah.
Most water heaters last 8 to 12 years. So, you know, if it's 20 years old or older, you know, some of the signs of that would be you don't have enough hot water, it seems to be running out quicker, or the biggest thing is the popcorn noise. You know, if every time it turns on, it sounds like you're popping popcorn, that just tells you you've got a lot of sediment on the bottom and it could rupture, you know, not to scare people, but right, that's one of the signs.
If it's 20 years old, do you think that you would save on the newer models and how much more energy efficient they are? Costs of over a couple months, you're going to start to eat into the cost of the water heater replacement, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, you're definitely going to save on efficiency to a point. It depends on the type of the tank, but you know, one of the cool things, and I think this is about as easy as I can make it sound, is if your water heater is 15 years old and it's got 4 to 6 inches of sediment on the bottom, every time that element or that gas burner kicks on, you've got to heat that sediment before it heats your water.
And that takes a lot of energy.
You're wasting a ton of electric or natural gas.
I got a scoop, Mike. I went a little long. WGNplumber.com, 847-406-8883, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, and I'll send all these other text questions that we get in over to you, my friend, and we'll do this again in a couple weeks.